Yesterday, for most of you, you were paying more attention to not necessarily the Hogsbees, which, by the way, they did sneak in a national broadcaster to host that thing. I think it was Nestler.
Yeah, it was Nestler.
But more importantly, there are new logos and uniforms that were unveiled yesterday. Pat is a former Razorback who bled for this state, who lost teeth for this state. Your thoughts on the initial logo, the secondary logo, and the unis?
It's a lot of logos.
Mm-hmm.
With the uni, I need to see the shorts.
Okay.
Have the shorts emerged? Because I like, to me, it's all about being clean. All about being clean. When any of these new alternate uniforms come out, even the grays or anthracite gray, right, whatever you want to call it, black, it's all about being clean. And if it's sharp and clean, I'm typically cool with it. So
fresh and so clean? Clean?
Yeah, the basketball jersey is nice because it's simple, sharp, and you can read everything, the logos, I like it. In terms of that logo, don't you think he's a menacing hog?
He's a very intimidating hog, yes.
Very menacing. I mean, just like a wild, crazy, savage animal. Which, that's how I want my hogs to be.
I thought I read somewhere that they are embracing the color black for the first time, at least officially. That there's going to be an actual black uniform, maybe. I read the story today, and I printed it off, but it didn't print, apparently. I didn't have it in my collection of things when I showed up here in the studio. We had some guys calling with outrage yesterday. Apparently, they're not that outraged today.
The football team's gone all black, haven't they?
Anthracite, not black.
Okay, they haven't gone black.
You know, because once you... Anyway, it looked like, too, the red threw me off, because the red looks to be more of the traditional... I guess it's not as maroony as I thought it was going to be.
Which is
good. It's not as bright blood red as we like, you know, like, again, like more of a Georgia red.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fine. I mean, it's all right. I don't know. I guess I'm fine with it all. I don't mind the front face hog. It looks a little strange. He could use some bigger ears. Nobody asked me in the front side, though.
I don't know. Who are these folks that are modeling it?
I don't know. They didn't ask you?
Mm-mm.
Are you offended?
I don't recognize any of these guys. Oh, there's the shorts. There's the shorts.
What do you think?
Not bad. Kind of a clean red... with just a little white stripe. Prominent hog logo. Old school hog logo.
Let me get Hoop Hog in here. We're going to take a time out a little early. When we come back, we're going to talk about Tennessee's hiring. They have a new coach.
How about that?
And we're going to look at the openings around the country because there are several. What's up, Hoop Hog?
What's up, guys? Quick comment. When I have no problem with us adding black, but someone needs to tell Mike Anderson not to roll out the anthracite or the black when we're playing a team that has black as one of its logo colors. That game against Vanderbilt just confused the crap out of me.
Yeah.
And, you know, do it when you're playing a team that doesn't have black as one of their team colors.
That does help.
I'm cool with the black, you know, as long as the red is a little bit more of a red, not a burnt.
I'm glad they did not try to put the frontward facing hog on the helmets. That would really flip people out.
When was it?
Was
it last year or the year before where I remember being at the game and I couldn't even read the numbers on the back of the football guys' uniforms because of they kind of had the two-tone where it went from like red
sort
to
of blended.
Gray.
Yeah,
it was blended. I was like, come on, just give me something here. Come on, guys.
I'm cool with it being an exact red and keeping it that way instead of waffling back. Anyway, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate you. We come back, we're going to talk a little college basketball, rather. There are a number of openings, including one at Southern Miss now, because the head coach there is taking the job at Tennessee.